I loathe to be cliche, but I must ask. Are we there yet?
Sam.
What?
I'm surprised that you would ask such a juvenile question and, quite frankly, a little disappointed.
If it's anyone who should be disappointed, it should be me. Why is it that 9 times out of 10 when we try to go on holiday, something invariably goes wrong?
Yes.
You said, and I quote, "My dearest Sam, nothing will stop us from going on this holiday."
Yes.
And then you ran into some old friends of yours. At least I thought they were friends until they started firing at us.
Oh, come on, Sam. You should know to always expect the unexpected.
Does that always have to include getting shot at, tortured and imprisoned?
No, but stopping evil forces from seizing control over all life is rather a good reason to postpone a holiday, isn't it?
True, but that was your 5th try.
All right, this time I promise we are going to make it.
Can we go snorkeling?
Of course. Well, only in the Northern Hemisphere. Any place else and you get this nasty jellyfish-like creature that I doubt should be too thought about.
Oh, joy.
Result.
Yes, but in the right place.
Some, of course. Not.
Where are we? It's dark out there. Doctor, I knew it. We've landed in the wrong place, haven't we?
I'm sorry. Look, let me just reconfigure the coordinates and we can be on our way.
Doctor, have you always been such a lost soul?
Who says that I'm lost? I have an unerring sense of direction. I could be dropped anywhere on Earth and find my way back to, say, London?
Unless it was across the street.
There we go. I added an extra zero. I'm always doing that. Always missing those small little details.
So can we go?
Of course.
Doctor, what's happened?
I'm not sure.
How about this? We haven't dematerialized yet.
I know. But why? Something's acting like a gravity well to the TARDIS. Now, that's unusual.
What do you mean?
Well, basically, it means something is keeping the TARDIS anchored. What, though? There's only one way to know. We step outside.
Oh, here we go again.
Sam, since when did you become so world-weary?
Since I've been with you.
You make that sound like a bad thing.
Oh, you are a bit on the moody side.
I am not moody.
Sure you're not. How about that time you locked yourself in your study for a week after you accidentally wrecked your modern train set?
Well, enough. Let's head outside, shall we?
It's cold.
Oh, of course. Oh, I've been here before. My goodness. It's been a long time. Place looks a little, darker than I remember it. Nonetheless, it's great to be back. If only for a visit.
Doctor, you've been here before?
Why, of course.
So where are we?
Well, isn't it obvious? Well, I don't know. It seems so familiar for a second. I could have sworn.
I don't like it here, Doctor.
Are you feeling some sort of psychic feedback?
No, not really. It's just cold. But at the same time, there seems to be so many memories here. It's very hard to feel my way through it all.
Well, I'm sure we'll figure it out. Let's have a look around, shall we?
I don't know if I'm too keen on that idea, Doctor.
Come on. Have you become so world-weary as to not look around? Mansion, I suppose. We appear to be in one of the less used areas. Must be huge.
Doctor, are you sure this is such a good idea?
Well, since we're not going anywhere until we find what's keeping the TARDIS here, I don't think we have any other option.
No, all right then. Doctor?
Yes?
Do you notice anything unusual about the windows?
What do you mean? They conform to the standards of Victorian era England. But still, there's something odd about the architecture.
No, the windows. They're black.
Yes. Seems like someone spray painted them from the outside.
So? Every window that we've seen is like this. You can't see outside at all. And who does that exactly? It's crazy. Wait, I can barely make anything out there. There does seem to be some movement, but I can't tell what it is.
Well, one thing is certain. Whoever lives here wants to live in complete isolation.
But why?
Maybe they want to keep a dark, lurking evil contained in here.
Funny, Doctor. You're a laugh a minute.
Seriously, though. Something isn't right. And I would wager it's something to do with what's keeping the TARDIS locked in place.
You know, it is possible that this place is abandoned.
No.
No what?
No, the place isn't... It isn't abandoned. It's too well kept. There's not even a layer of dust on the floors. Or on the panelling. Nothing that would indicate that the place has been abandoned for more than a day.
Well, if we're going to look around, we might as well start through that door ahead.
By the looks of it, the central chamber. Excellent.
Would you say that this is the foyer?
Yes.
So why is there no front door?
I just noticed that myself. A very interesting design decision.
I'm starting to believe your dark, lurking, evil theory after all.
Nonsense. There must be a back door. Some sort of side entrance.
Look at that spiral staircase. It's beautiful. I'm surprised you're not rushing up the steps trying to find out what's up there. Isn't that the done thing in these situations?
All in good time, Sam. I think it would be prudent if we stuck together. Don't wander off too far.
I'm sticking right by your side. You couldn't remove me with a bomb.
No, we need to find out what's going on. So, throwing caution and manners to the wind, let's start a scouting tour of the room, shall we? I'm sure at the very least I'll wake someone up. Hello? We're mostly harmless, so don't be afraid.
Doctor, it's been over an hour and we still haven't found anyone. How many rooms are we going to look through?
Well, we've just about covered the entire East Wing.
Exactly, and each room has been the same. Empty, empty, empty.
Yes, but have you noticed the peculiarities about each room?
Other than being downright creepy?
No. They've all had beds, all neatly made, again, no dust accumulation, which indicates they've all been used or cleaned recently. And there's also a grandfather clock in each room. Doesn't that strike you as rather odd?
Well, now that you mention it...
And this. Newspapers.
So?
From Earth.
So, we're on it.
They're all from early 20th century. They're old, however. The papers yellow significantly.
Okay. But does this somehow tell us what's anchoring the TARDIS? Perhaps whatever's anchoring the TARDIS could be outside of this mansion.
Not likely. Before we left the TARDIS, I checked the date. Relative to the Earth calendaring system, we are somewhere in the late 52nd century. And unless you know something I don't, 20th century newspapers were not made to last over 3,000 years.
Amazing. Maybe whoever lives here is a collector.
Don't you see? Everything here is too well preserved to be an antique. No, something is very wrong.
Come on, Doctor, the faster we get out of here, the better.
I can certainly agree with you there. Besides, I promise you a holiday.
Some holiday this is turning out to be.
Come on.
Where now?
Up that staircase in the foyer. It's the done thing after all, isn't it?
Oh, it seems colder up here.
Really? I find it rather comfortable myself.
Same thing, Doctor. Nicely kept bed, a grandfather clock and a newspaper on the bed.
There probably wouldn't be much use in searching the rooms up here. Sam, wait here.
Wait? Are you crazy?
I'll just be one second.
But you said we should stick together.
Yes, I did, didn't I? Won't be a moment.
I've seen this in a horror movie, Doctor. When you come back, I'll be slashed to bits and my blood will be everywhere. Doctor!
Now that's strange. A lone doorway down a long corridor. What secrets do you hold, I wonder? A locked door, no keyholes. Now that is interesting. Well, I better get back to Sam before she gets slashed to bits.
Well, that wasn't time completely wasted. While you were away, I did a little snooping around. Right there, through those doors, are steps that lead into an attic.
Really? Did you see what was up there?
Are you crazy? I'm not going into some dark attic in a strange house by myself.
Well, I'll go with you then. Come on. Now, this is interesting.
What, a lot of dusty old boxes? I can see how they're just so riveting.
No one's been up here for a while. Look over here.
What?
This.
A doll's house. It's lovely.
Aside from its intrinsic aesthetic value, have you noticed anything peculiar about it?
It's a model of a mansion.
Yes. And by the looks of it, an incomplete one.
How so?
Well, look at the north wing, bottom floor.
Seems to go a little way and then stops.
As does the hallway I just went down. I came to a locked door which is accurately reflected in this model. But according to this, nothing lays beyond that door.
So what now?
We pay a visit to the north wing. Let's see where it leads.
Amazing.
Yes. Whoever built it has an amazing talent. The attention to detail was exquisite.
Do you think that someone may still be here?
Undoubtedly.
What makes you so sure?
You're the one with the psi abilities. Can't you feel it?
Yes. I do. I feel something here. All around us. It's those memories I told you about earlier, isn't it? They're resonating here. Like they're trapped and screaming to get out.
Oh, Sam, you all right?
Yes, I just feel a little tired, that's all.
Well, we should be there soon.
What do you think we'll find then?
Nothing.
How can you be so sure?
Look for yourself.
What is that?
I don't know, Sam.
It's like a grey void. But are my eyes playing tricks? There are things moving inside of it.
It's best not to go near it.
But the model...
Yes, Sam, it is strange that someone would create a model to reflect this. It's stranger that someone would even live here.
Maybe that's why no one's here. Because of this thing.
True. Let's head back to the TARDIS. See if I can't get some readings. I wonder if this has anything to do with the TARDIS being anchored.
Does the word "duh" mean anything to you?
Nope, not a thing.
Doctor?
What?
That door. It wasn't there before.
Nonsense. We must have missed it on the way here.
Should we check?
Certainly, but let's not waste time.
A garden.
An enclosed garden. Whoever built this didn't want anything to do with the outside world.
Look! Someone over there.
Let's introduce ourselves. We don't want to appear rude, do we?
I wonder how long he's been here. From the looks of it.
To be respectful, man.
I didn't mean anything by it. And why is he sitting amongst those dead roses?
Hello, Sam.
How do you know my name?
My name is Raymond.
Hello, Mum. I'm the Doctor, and you seem to know Sam.
Roman, could you tell us where we are?
It's been a long time since I had visitors.
Well, that's hardly surprising, considering you have no front door. Tell me, are there any doors...
Would you like something to eat?
I'm not hungry, thank you.
Where was the originals, perhaps? Come now, surely you must be...
painting on the wall. The one of a gentleman.
That's the owner of this mansion.
He looks very familiar. Is he still here?
You know, I'm sorry, but he passed away many years ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What was his name?
You know, it's been so long since I have forgotten.
And you have lived here all that time? By yourself?
Why are the windows painted black? And why are there no doors in the way to this mansion?
Why would I want to leave the mansion? Why would I want to leave into nothing?
What?
Don't you realise yet there's nothing outside, nothing left at all?
Rubbish, there has to be something.
Nothing at all. That is why I stay here, alone.
How long have you lived like this?
I will go and make some tea. I'll bring some out if you'd like.
He's bloody mad.
Perhaps. But he's our only clue to solving the others. Let's get back to TARDIS. I want to run some tests. Maybe I'll find out more there than with this run on, at least for now. Now This is very, very strange.
That being?
The TARDIS can't detect anything outside anything around us.
But you said that you could detect something like a gravity well that was keeping the TARDIS in place.
Yes, but I was looking for an anomaly, not actually trying to analyse the mansion itself. Which is even odder. It's as if the mansion weren't there. As if it were just a hologram or a trick of the light.
But that can't be possible. We were there. We saw and felt things. Surely they couldn't be holographic.
Well, no, of course not. But it is still rather disconcerting.
So what now?
Let's go back. Maybe Roman will be a little more open to providing details now. Let's go pay him a visit. Wait. Do you feel that?
Something. Yes, I do.
Something's changed.
How do you know?
Not sure. Come on, let's go find Roman.
Roman? Roman? Nothing, he's not there.
Funky, he's also a magician to follow vanishing act like that.
Roman could be upstairs.
Maybe, but he seemed awfully cryptic about the North Wing. I wonder if Roman is trying to hide something there. Why don't we take another look?
Right. Well, the void hasn't gone away, and still no sign of Roman.
Roman may be the least of our worries.
What do you mean, Doctor?
It's the void. It's growing.
What? How can you tell?
When we last came here, the void was approximately 3 feet farther back than it is now. It's definitely growing, Sam. It's consuming this house.
How can that be?
I'm not sure yet. I have a feeling it has something to do with Roman. And if he knows anything about it, he's certainly not making that information known to us.
Doctor?
What?
Do you hear it?
Hear what?
I can almost... I hear something. Voices. I hear them calling out.
Sam, watch out.
Doctor.
The void.
Ah!
Sam? Sam. Sam. Sam, can you hear me? Sam! Oh. Come on. I've got to find Roman. Roman? Roman!
Yes, what is it, my dear boy?
It's Sam. Part of the void in the North Wing spiked out with a touch, sir. I need your help. Her skin is ice cold, her breathing has slowed tremendously, and I can barely pick up a pulse.
Void? I'm sorry, I don't go into the North Wing anymore.
Yes, yes, I've heard before. But you must know something about it. You must! You have to tell me what it is.
But
I don't want to hear any excuses. You're hiding something from us, and that secret could kill my friend. If you don't assist me in figuring out what has happened to Sam, I can assure you that you will have a lot more than an all-consuming void to worry about. Now, please, tell me how I can help, sir.
I don't know. I used to have a book. A book of remedies.
A book of remedies. Well, that's making me feel better already.
The owner of this house, yes, he used to have it. I believe he stored it in the attic a long time ago. Yes, in the attic.
And does it tell me how to help Sam?
I don't know.
Well, I suppose it's worth a shot. Please, stay here and watch Sam.
Sam, you look so familiar to me, as if from some dream I had as a child. Perhaps soon enough I will remember again. Remember again. Remember again.
Nothing. Nothing! Don't! No better than to trust Roman. What's this? This room. It looks vaguely familiar. Well, I guess the owner had good tastes. That's where we are. Let's get to Sam.
Doctor, I feel so hot. I feel like I'm burning.
Sam, it's all right. It's all right. Where's Robin?
I don't know. He wasn't here when I woke up.
Figured as much. He told me there might be some sort of book in the attic to help me diagnose your condition. Of course, there wasn't one. But I soon realised that you'd woken up.
How?
The doll's house upstairs.
What?
The minute I saw you sitting up on the dinner table. Exactly where I left.
I don't understand.
That dollhouse is reflecting the energy inside the mansion. The north room was also significantly smaller in the doll's house than before.
But how can that be?
I'm not sure yet. More importantly, how are you feeling?
Hot, but I feel it wearing off. When the boy jumped out at me, I felt as though my body was being stabbed with flaming swords. I felt as though my life was being drained from me, and I saw faces, voices.
I remember what they looked like. What were they saying?
Vaguely, I saw an old man holding a crying girl, a Dalek, a giant planet, destroying worlds and timelines, screams and whispers. I couldn't make out what they were saying.
Interesting. Do you think you could have somehow physically tapped into the mansion?
Doctor, you talk as if this place was alive.
I know. It's just a feeling I get. Don't you get a feeling that everything here seems to be winding down?
How so?
I've been making observations since we've been here. You may notice this as well if you look closely.
Look at what?
Everything around you. Come on, I have a hunch.
Where are we going?
You'll see.
Doctor, what does this old bedroom have to do with what's going on?
Remember how we kept on finding old newspapers in the drawers?
Yes.
Go and find one of them.
Look, it's crumbled to dust.
Yes, I see. Look at the walls as well. Do you notice anything different about them?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, I do. I can't quite put my finger on it, though.
Everything's more faded, older. So you've taken a picture of this place and looked at it in 10 years' time.
Oh, I see what you mean.
This whole place is decaying, but why? That's what's bothering me.
Roman must know.
Yes, but surely you've noticed that he's quite mad.
Ruby, you could tell us something.
We'd better find out before it's too late. TARDIS!
Doctor, what's happening to the TARDIS?
I don't know. It appears to be distorted.
It looks like it's melting.
External shell. It's losing cohesion. It can't maintain its appearance.
Could it be the mansion? Could that happen to us?
No, not the same way. Something in this mansion is causing it to lose its mapping to the external shell. The TARDIS is reverting to its original appearance. If that happens, I won't be able to get in.
But we have to escape somehow.
We can't just leave Roman behind. Besides, I'm sure that the same thing that he's doing this to the TARDIS is the same thing keeping the TARDIS anchored here. And I am almost positive that the answer is behind that locked door upstairs.
So how do you propose we enter the room upstairs?
Not sure yet. There's no mechanism to unlock it. We may have to... Woman!
That scream, it came from the north wing.
Roman, my garden. I buried him in that garden.
Who?
The last of the house. The one who fought me here.
I'm so sorry.
That is death coming. It has finally come for me.
Roman, listen. I think I can get us out of here, but I need to know how to get into the room upstairs.
The older room?
But whatever you call it, I need to get in and find out what it is that's causing all this.
It locked me out a long time ago when he died.
What are you saying?
Just leave me here.
We can't just leave you here to die.
Too long already. I've already been dead. You know it's true.
Sam, step away from the boy.
It absorbed him. My God, it absorbed Roman.
I think he allowed himself to be absorbed. Christ!
But what do we do now? Roman said that the room kicked him out. If he wasn't able to enter, then what chance do we have?
Yes. Yes, almost like...
Oh, dear.
What is it?
Come on, Sam. We've wasted too much time here already.
What?
No time, Sam! Come on!
I don't see what we're doing here.
Patience, Sam. Patience.
Is someone going to come and open the door?
Yes.
Yes? Who?
I am.
What? What are you going on about?
If my theory is correct...
Doctor, is this... No, it can't be.
And yes, I'm afraid it is. A TARDIS console room.
But it looks as though it's suffered extreme damage. It almost looks like it's melting.
Very old. Well, I certainly wasn't exaggerating about that. A couple of things make sense now.
Like what?
Well, like the void. This TARDIS is dying.
Is that why the TARDIS... Our TARDIS can't dematerialise? And is that why it's losing its form?
Yes. With my TARDIS being inside this one, it's created a link with it. And, well, we'll have a destructive one of that.
But...
Wait a second.
Doctor, why are you touching...
I understand now. Sorry, you were saying something?
Why are you touching the console?
I was communicating with the TARDIS, trying to understand what's happening.
And?
Okay. Roman was the companion of a Time Lord. He also was a race of telepaths. Part of the Time Lord died, and then he was stuck in the TARDIS, which was configured in this form. Now, Roman didn't know how to pilot the TARDIS or work the controls. And so, the poor chap was stuck here. He was able to develop a telepathic link with the TARDIS, though, over time, his telepathic link grew stronger, and the Time Lord's physiology being quite different, over time, his telepathic link grew stronger with the TARDIS. But Time Lord physiology is quite different than this, and slowly and slowly, Roman went mad. The doll's house upstairs was a psychic manifestation of the TARDIS interior projected from Roman.
How long has he been here?
Centuries, it appears. Being a state of temporal grace, Roman couldn't die, even if he wanted to.
Though the TARDIS rejected him, didn't it?
Yes. Probably as a form of protection. But without the proper maintenance, and the fact that the TARDIS appears to be very old, its doom was inevitable.
Did you know this, Time Lord?
I didn't want to know. Temple paradox is all this.
So how do we escape?
It appears that this TARDIS has given us some time to escape. Stabilised our TARDIS for the moment.
So what are we waiting for? Come on!
Yes. Yes, of course.
Well, let's go! Look, Doctor! The TARDIS has returned to normal!
Excellent. She'll eventually collapse into a singularity. I'm sure she'll go gracefully.
Doctor, I mean the other TARDIS.
That's what I'm talking about.
You're talking about it like you do when you talk about this TARDIS. You're referring to it as her.
Oh, did I? I meant it.
Doctor, is there anything you're not telling me?
No, not at all.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I'm sure. Now, how about the holiday?
Sounds good to me. I'll go get ready.
Well, old girl, that won't ever be you, I promise. That won't happen to you. Or me.